for GFW Mobile.
For a gas. Good morning, Ken.
How are you this morning?
A little cool up here this morning.
You're 56 right now, it says.
56 up here.
Tomorrow, you guys getting covered up in rain.
It's muddy for the weekend. Told you and Miss Susan enjoy your afternoon on the porch.
Enjoying the kind of little bit warm evening, and that it was nice to just sit out there and relax a few minutes.
Beautiful day, that's for sure.
Supposed to be just about the same, except just a few degrees cooler. Hey, while I'm thinking about it, I probably won't be on in the morning. I got to go pick up some batteries, and they're three or four. I got to pick up four deep cycle batteries over here in Greer for work, and I ain't putting them in my car, so I'll probably drive the work truck.
Appreciate you. Let me know.
My HD, see how it does going down the road, but if nothing else, I can probably listen.
You can probably listen, but it'll be hard to make it in. You might be able to let us know you're there, but that's about it, probably.
And while I was sitting on the porch, I don't guess I was under the metal roof. How did it sound?
Oh, it sounded good. I could just tell you were on your HD. It had that sound to it, that white noise in the background, and just that, I don't know, HDs just sound different to me.
That you heard from Andrew today?
No, sir. You're the first one.
KO4CN.
Good morning, Andrew. KN4TFW. Missed you yesterday.
Morning, Andrew. W2JKT.
Yeah, I took the yesterday off. I spent some time with the boys, so I went ahead and took yesterday off. So, and this morning, it's just late getting going.
My vacation day.
Just got to make it one more week when we leave out for the beach.
KO4HKX. And Andrew, you just didn't want to go to that meeting is all it was.
Good morning, Eric.
How's it going this morning?
Here, and yes, Patrick, that's right. I did not want to go to the meeting. I never do.
Get up here, Eric. Just trying to get this day started.
A pit stop at 90 for my drink, and now just trying to get back on 85 South.
Say, Andrew, what happened to your dad the other day?
I just couldn't hardly hear anything. Couldn't hear me or anybody else on the repeater. I know he can get into Caesar's head. I mean, I've used it before he got his license outside. I just don't know how well it's going to work for him in the house.
Have to get him a little mobile radio and put in there so he can get in here with us.
Better way to do it, maybe something size that little 19-inch width, but maybe just figure out where he can be inside the house, because, I mean, he's right there near 14 and Highway 11, so he should be able to get in.
Be upstairs or by one of the north windows if I want to use it in the house.
My original antenna I built, a little 2-meter ground plane in the attic, that's kind of my emergency backup. So if it's really bad weather or something, I pull all the other antennas off. I still got that one I can go to.
Courtney's boy break his arm yesterday.
A bone in his hand that he broke. So he's going to be, he's not in a cast. He's just going to be in support sling for his hand for a few weeks. But the good news is there's no cast, so he should be able to swim next weekend. We just have to, bring dry wraps and rewrap his hand after he gets out of the water. But, yeah, he does have a broken bone in his hand, and so it's just going to be a few weeks of, not being able to use it. Luckily, it was not his dominant hand, so he'll still be able to write and stuff like that.
Glad he didn't break his arm. I hated what it was, but glad he didn't break his arm.
It would have been a lot worse if he was in a cast for the next, couple months. right when the weather's getting nice and, you know, not being able to do much.
Right. Played out of his Monday again. On a day off and it screws up my week. The Charlotte Ham Fest, y'all remember when that was?
It's not this weekend, but next weekend.
I'll come up in between now and then. Well, I'll be at the beach then, so I won't be going to the Charlotte Ham Fest then.
At the beach.
Found those two together, that would be pretty good.
I'm out for the Ham Fest, I think. We're maybe going to the beach next Saturday as well, so maybe rolling out Saturday morning to head down.
Week from Thursday, so the wife's got Bunko the following week, and then Boy Scouts. We figured we'd kind of go late in the week and come back early the next week. That way, don't miss all that.
Call us, KD4 IOX.
KO4 HKX here.
Good morning, KM4 KFW.
KO4 CEF.
At the beach. You reminded me of the time that Charlotte's in Charlotte Ham Fest and started snowing real hard. You all remember that year?
I'd definitely love to see it, but not while I'm at the beach. Gone, I wouldn't want it to snow up here.
For the Charlotte Ham Fest, it was back when I was living in Charleston, probably, I don't know, a bunch of years ago. But, yeah, we were up there. We had to beat Pete out of there. It was snowing hard. That. It was about 25 years ago. The butts wouldn't have been there.
Before I got my license.
Yeah, way before me. Hey, I gotta stop and get some gas. I'm gonna jump out for a couple of minutes. KM4 TFW.
I'm on the mule.
Drive would just laugh at you with that.
Had a whole lot quicker than I was yesterday.
Putting 8 gallons in, my needle won't move with that. It won't move at all. Down in the 40s and 50s, but again.
Six up here.
50 here at exit 80.
The truck says it's 52, but at the house it was 40 something, 6, 48, I don't know, right in there.
Earlier it was 56 down there in Greer where he's at.
Well, when I left the house in Simpsonville, heading towards Greer, and just jumped up to 53, and now it's back down to 52. Be interesting.
That is right. We went back and forth. We actually were able to get out in the yard a little bit, clean the back porch off, get ready for sitting outside in the screened-in porch and drink coffee on the weekend.
Time for me to jump to the 285. 4
CEF QSY to 285.